Blog Talk Radio.
Grace and peace, you are listening to The Sound of Power. We are here tonight preparing for our time of intercession, midnight travailing before the Lord. There is so much happening in our world today that we can stand in agreement and prayer for. Tonight, we want to encourage those of you who are listening by internet, those of you who are listening who've actually called into the line to pray. We want to encourage you tonight. Let's go boldly before the throne of the Lord tonight together, bombarding heaven for the needs that we see in our community. We want to pray for, continue to keep Houston lifted up. We want to continue to pray for North Korea, praying for their leader there, praying that God would touch his mind, praying that the hand of God will be upon that community there and that the people, that God would preserve them and keep them and watch over them, praying for Japan, even as the leader of North Korea, even in his state of mind, desiring to do evil towards them, that God would withstay his evil hand and that the Spirit of God would prevail even in Japan. We're also praying for where the news forecast is speaking of another storm coming next week, Hurricane Irma. We're praying that God would take the wind from the storm, that God would take both the velocity, the speed, the wind, its ability to travel, that God will cause it to dissipate and that it will not even reach the islands, let alone reach the states. So we're going to be praying for that. We're praying for whatever is on your heart tonight. We're praying for all of the concerns that are on the hearts of the people. We want to stand in agreement with you for your cares and your concerns. So just release your heart tonight as we prepare to go before the throne of grace. It's so important that we go before him in unity of one heart and one mind and one spirit, all of us needing the Lord. We all need something from him. None of what we are asking of the Lord is something that we can do on our own. We need his help. We need his guidance. We need his protection. And we need his strength. And so collectively tonight, we want to bombard heaven that God might hear us and answer our prayer. So we're going to prepare to go ahead and open up tonight. We're going to have Sharon that will open up for us and with 15 minutes of prayer, and then I will come behind her and close us out tonight. Of course, I will allow you towards the end of the call, please, to join in with me in intercession as we close out the call a little later tonight. But now we turn it over and to the hands of Sharon as she opens us up in prayer. Sharon, please go ahead.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we come this morning thanking you and praising you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. Thank you, oh, God, for allowing us the privilege, the opportunity first to gather in your name. We thank you, God. We thank you, oh, God, for the privilege that we can even be called by your name. We thank you, oh, God, that you allowed us to be alive, to be able to open up our mouths at this appointed time to call on your name. God, we call on you because you are our great God. You are wonderful, magnificent. There is none like you in all of the earth, oh God. You are our holy God. You are our all-powerful God. You are omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient. And so, God, we bow to all of that. And we say that you are great and you are greatly to be praised. And God, before we ask you for anything, we want to thank you, God, for being everything, everything that we need. You're everything to us, oh God. So we acknowledge it over the airways that you are our God, you are our Lord and our Savior, our Keeper, our Sustainer, sustainer, our deliverer, oh God. You kept us this night, oh God, this morning, and we're able to give you glory and honor and praise. And so, God, with the opportunity, we won't take it for granted. Oh God, we want to praise you. We thank you, oh God, for keeping us as your people. We thank you for allowing this earth yet to spin on its axle, oh God, that you didn't allow man to consume himself, oh God, but you held back the hands of terrorism, oh God. Those that were in secret, oh God, you kept them from us, and we thank you. We thank you for keeping the United States. Oh God, we may not deserve to have been kept, but your grace and your mercy, oh God, you said we'd have it always. You would never leave us or forsake us, oh God. So we thank you. We give you glory, oh God, and we give you praise. And we thank you, oh God, even for allowing us to have a roof over our head, oh God. You thank you for giving us a good portion of health. Thank you for keeping us, oh God. Even if our body is wrecked with pain, we still have the ability, oh God, to call on your name, and we thank you. We bless you, oh God, for being our God, and we say there's none like you, oh God. We magnify your holy name, oh God. You are the great God. You are our great and merciful God. You're the only wise God. And so, God, we bow to your wisdom, oh God. We bow, oh God, to you this morning. And we say, God, have your way. We ask, oh God, that you would bend your ear unto our call this morning, oh God. We have some urgent matters, and we lay them at your feet this morning, oh God. And we say, God, have your way. And God, you know what we need before we even ask. But God, you said in your word that we have not because we ask not, oh God. And so, God, this morning we're coming asking you, oh God, that you would deal with the heart of man, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would cause us as your creation to learn and to know who you are, oh God, that we would rebuke the spirit of error, oh God, and we would come unto the knowledge of your truth. We pray, oh God, that you would cause us, oh God, as your creation, that our heart that has been hardened towards you, oh God, that you would turn it back towards you, oh God, and turn our heart of stone to a heart of flesh, oh God, so you can deal with us, your creation, oh God. So God, we pray for us, the United States, but God, we pray for our enemies, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would deal with their heart and their emotions, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would cause them, oh God, not to find revenge against us, oh God, or not to find reasons, oh God, to come against us, oh God. But God, we are asking you that you would be an enemy to our enemy, oh God, and be an adversary to our adversary. And then God, even in the midst of it, oh God, we say that you would get our attention, oh God, that God, we would rise up and realize that you are the only one and the only God that can save us and deliver us and keep us and protect us, oh God. So God, we are calling on you now, asking you, oh God, for your mercy, that God, you would have mercy towards us, oh God. But God, in the midst of you having mercy, that God, you would cause us, oh God, to have mercy towards each other, oh God. We pray for our heart this morning, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would deal with our heart as your creation, oh God. For we realize that you have made us in your image, oh God. But God, even when we look at ourselves, we realize that we don't see you, oh God. And so, God, we ask that you would forgive us. And God, grant unto us, oh God, the image and the ways of Christ. So, God, we say today, God, that your spirit would come, oh God, and let your kingdom come and your will be done, oh God. Deal with us,
oh God, as your people. Help our eyes to be open, oh God, to your truth. Help our heart, oh God, to be purified. God, we give our heart unto you, oh God. We submit ourselves unto you, oh God, as humans. And God, we ask that you would touch us, oh God, and God, deal with our spirit in a spiritual way, oh God, that our spirit would be able to deal with our flesh, oh God, and command it to get into alignment with it, with the spirit, oh God, and our flesh will deal with our body. God, we pray today, God, you have made us triune, oh God, and so God, we say that you would cause our spirit, our soul, and our body to get in alignment with you, oh God. So God, we ask that you would bind our mind to the mind of Christ, oh God, and you would purify our hearts, oh God, and you would cause our soul and our spirit to get in alignment with you. God, we pray this evening and we lift up, oh God, the United States unto you, oh God, and we ask that you would forgive us as people, oh God, that have embraced wrong for right, oh God. Oh God, we have gotten so consumed with the pleasures of this world, oh God. We are so engrossed, oh God, with pleasing ourselves, oh God, more than pleasing you, oh God. We realize we become lovers of ourselves, oh God, more than lovers of God. And God, we ask for your forgiveness this morning, and we ask for your mercy, oh God. For we know that your first commandment said that we are to love our God with our whole heart, oh God. So God, we're asking you to forgive us this morning, oh God, if we've broken your heart, oh God, and broken your commandments. We ask, oh God, for your mercy towards us. And God, we ask that you would find us, oh God, and give us another chance that we may be able to get it right with you. And then God, after you deal with us as the United States, we ask, oh God, that you would deal with the world, every tongue, oh God, every race, every nationality, oh God. We lift them up to you, oh God. We lift up the countries of Africa and Asia unto you, oh God. We lift up, oh God, Hong Kong and China unto you, oh God. Oh God, we ask that you would visit Korea, oh God, and those that are in authority there. Oh God, we pray today, God, and we realize that he is not, that there is nothing too hard for you, oh God, that he is but a mortal body in your hands. But God, we need you to deal with him and deal with those that are under his authority, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would deal with the Mideast, oh God, that Pakistan and Iran and Iraq, oh God, those, oh God, that have made enemies, oh God, with your country, Israel, oh God, in Jerusalem, we lift them up, oh God, and we ask that you would protect them, oh God, and keep them from harm. And God, we pray today, God, for those, oh God, that are here, oh God, that have come from foreign land, oh God, those that are our enemy on our own soil, God, we pray today, oh God, and we ask, oh God, that you would deal with them, oh God. We pray, oh God, and we come against every spirit, oh God, that would want, oh God, to destroy this land and this country. We ask, oh God, that you would reveal, oh God, to our armed forces, oh God, reveal, oh God, where the enemy is. God, we ask that you would reveal, oh God, where there are secret meetings, oh God, that would want to come against, oh God. We pray, oh God, and come against, oh God, even those, oh God, that have a revenge against this United States, oh God. We pray today for your mercy. And God, we ask for your protection. We ask, oh God, that you would keep us and lead us and guide us, oh God. We pray, oh God, even for those that are assigned to protect us. We lift up the police, oh God, and the armed forces. Oh God, we ask that you would give them, oh God, strategy, oh God, and insight and foresight, oh God, and God, that you would protect our borders, oh God. We need your hand like never before, oh God. We may not deserve your hand, oh God, but we need your hand. And so, God, this morning we are asking you for mercy, and God, we're asking for your protection. Heal us, oh God, and save and deliver us. Heal us from our own selves. Heal us, oh God, from all of our pain, oh God. That pain that we may have self-inflicted, oh God. We need your healing, oh God. We need you to make us whole as your people. Oh God, we pray today for your mercy, oh God, and we pray for your grace. Oh God, we need you like never before, and we pray, oh God, for a healing in the land. We pray, oh God, for salvation, oh God. Save us from our own selves, oh God. Save us, oh God, and deliver us. God, we ask that you would wake up your people. Oh God, we are sleeping in a slumber, oh God. But we ask, oh God, that you would wake us up, oh God, and cause us, oh God, to redeem the time. Cause us, oh God, to see, oh God, the issues of life as, oh God, signs and wonders. Help us, oh God, not to be asleep, oh God. But God, we want to be ready when you crack the sky. We need, oh God, our family members to be saved, oh God, when you return. And so, God, we ask that you would deal with us, oh God, that you would wake them up, oh God, that you would open up eyes, oh God, that you would send your Spirit of truth and cause it, oh God, to find your people where they are. And God, then send us salvation, oh God, and deliverance. Deliver your people, oh God. We need you like never before, and we ask for your delivering hand, oh God, to be with us and lead us and direct us in all truth, oh God. So, God, we say, let your kingdom come, and God, let your will, not our will, oh God, but let your will be done in this earth. And we ask it all in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. We pray.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, thank you, Lord. God, we bless you and we honor you tonight, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Oh God, for the sound of intercession on the line. We bless you tonight, God, for your favor, for your grace and your mercy, God, for your compassion that has not failed us. We thank you, oh God, that in the day and in the hour, God, when many are seeking, God, for answers, God, when they're looking, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, trying to understand, God, I thank you, Lord, God, that we are encouraged by your word, that we are to run to you, oh, God, even when our spirit seems overwhelmed in us. And, Father, we pray tonight because we know, God, that as a nation of people, God, we've been faced with so many different situations. But, Father, I thank you on tonight that your word declares, oh, God, that you are in the midst of us, that you are a refuge for our soul, a very present help in the time of trouble. Hallelujah. Your word declares that when the righteous, the Lord hears them and delivers them out of all of their troubles. So God, I thank you on tonight, Lord, that we can cry out to you. Hallelujah. Regardless of where we see ourselves, God, hallelujah, that your ears are not too heavy. Oh God, that you cannot hear, neither are your hands too short, God, that it cannot save. And so God, on tonight, we thank you for your saving grace. We thank you for your grace that has been multiplied to man.
time. Father, you have been good to us. You have been more than gracious. God, you have spared us. God, you've given us what we don't deserve. Hallelujah. And for that tonight, God, we want to say thank you. We want to thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for the way that you have kept us and watched over us. God, that when the enemy came in like a flood, hallelujah, that you raised up a standard against him. And for that, God, we say thank you. We thank you that your word declares to us, hallelujah, that 1,000 might fall at our right hand and 10,000 at our left, but none of these plagues shall come nigh our dwelling. And so we thank you on tonight, oh God, that you have been our preserver. You have been our keeper, oh God, hallelujah. You have been our sustainer. You have been our waymaker, God. You've been everything we need when we need it. And God, our soul is rejoicing in you. Our heart is full, oh God, of praise, hallelujah. And we exalt you on tonight, God. We have so much to be thankful for, oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, God, because you have made a promise to your remnant, oh God. You have made us a promise, oh God. Oh God, that even God, your word declares that many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver him out of them all. You have made us a promise, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will be with us always, even until the end of this age. And God, you told us in your word, God, though the earth be removed and cast into the sea, all our God has to do is utter his voice. And so, God, you are our preserver. Hallelujah. Oh, God, your word even declares, hallelujah. Oh, God, that we are not consumed because our God, neither that. Oh, God, you're the God that watches over us in the midnight hour. Oh, God, you're the one, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that make way out of no way. Oh, God, you're the God that allows everything that the enemy has meant for our evil to turn out for our good. Oh, God, God, if we had 10,000 songs, oh, God, we could not praise you enough. Oh, God, for all the good things that you have done. Oh, God, for all that you have been to us. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh God, you have been merciful. God, even when our hearts have been full of evil and contempt, oh God, you have still, oh God, God, you have still preserved this nation. You have not allowed the enemy, oh God, you've not allowed him to wipe us out. God, we are still in existence, oh God, because you allow it. Oh God, oh God, what manner of love is this? God, that even while we were yet sinners, you commended your love towards us. Oh God, God, when our soul considers who you really been to us. Oh God, when we really consider, oh God, all that you have done. Oh God, the ways that you have made. Oh God, even in our doubts, you did not fail us. Oh God, even when we were in places of doubt. Oh God, even when we were struggling within ourselves, oh God. Oh God, you still favored us because you could not deny yourself. God, things we know we didn't deserve, things that should have never happened to us, blessings we should not have received, but God, God, you blessed us in spite of us. Oh, God, and God, that is why we know we can trust you. We can trust you because you've been good to us when we didn't deserve it. You kept us when we didn't deserve it. God, when we were sick and sin, you kept us. You preserved us until the day, God, that we called on your name for salvation. God, when we were foolish in our thinking, when we lived our life according to our own desires, God, you did not let, oh God, the vices and the things, oh God, that we yielded to, God, to take us out. But God, you in all your goodness and kindness, you preserved us. You kept us, oh God, God, until we had a mind to cry out to you. And for that, God, we are grateful. And God, so we know if you've done that, God, you're going to do this. God, when you preserved us, oh God, I God, until we came into our right mind, I God, how can we doubt you now? I God, it would be foolish of us to doubt you. I God, I God, for you have said even in your word, I God, that we are to commit our ways unto you and trust in you. And so, God, we trust you. We trust you with our lives. We trust you with our family. We trust you with this nation, God, as messed up as we are. Our God, as broken as we are, we trust you. We trust you because your word declares that you are the repairer of the breach. Our God, you're the one that will bring restoration to our soul. You're the one, oh God, our God, you're the one that will deliver these minds. Our God, because we know, oh God, that you have saved for yourself a remnant. God, some of us, God, you have saved us by snatching us out of the fire. God, you of the enemy. God, you beat back every devil howl from the hell, oh God, and you called us to escape. God, and I do believe your word, God, that we shall be numbered among those, oh God, that will escape the wrath that is to come. God, we know that there is a day that is coming. But God, I thank you, God, that you have not made us like those that have eyes but cannot see. You have not allowed us to be those that have ears but cannot hear. God, you have not placed upon us a spirit of slumber. But God, you have allowed us, God, to know the mysteries of the kingdom. God, you have awakened our soul. And so tonight we simply want to thank you for regeneration. We want to thank you that you regenerated us. We want to thank you, oh God, that we are those that you have made alive. Oh God, God, and we pray tonight, let your Shekinah glory rest. Let the Shekinah glory of God rest on our lives. Let it rest on every person that's on this line. Let it rest, God, every ministry gift that's represented, every anointing that is on this line, oh my God. God, I pray tonight, oh God, that you would breathe once again. Revive those of us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that have become complacent in our spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, and we're not yielding our vessels to the level that we should be yielding them to. Father, I pray tonight, breathe on us once again. I pray, send a wind of revival. Revive our inner man. Revive our spirit. Cause us, oh God, to come after you. Put a hunger down on the inside of us. Oh, yande bo shande. And God, for we do believe what your word declares, that blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness. For your word declares that they shall be filled. And so I pray, oh God, for our hunger, for righteousness. I pray, God, for a longing. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, even in the midnight hour, deal with us. Make visitation, God, even in our bedroom, oh God, as we lay down sleeping. God, disturb our rest. Disturb our sleep. God, I pray tonight. God, that we would come into divine alignment. Oh God, we want to be on one accord with you. God, we've got to do your will. God, for we do believe your word, oh God. our God, for what, oh God, shall it even purpose us to gain this world and to lose our soul? I pray, oh God, that there becomes a cry deep down in our soul. I got from the deepest recesses of our being, God, let us cry out for salvation and deliverance. Oh God, let us cry out to the only one who can help us. There is no other help but you. Oh God, for you are our Ebenezer, our rock, our place of help. And God, tonight we call on that name tonight that is above every name. We call on the name of Jesus. And God, and we ask you, Lord God, oh God, I bless you tonight for the spirit of praise and the spirit of worship, God, that is sitting on this line. And God, we ask you even now, by your spirit, God, make visitation in Houston, God, make visitation, oh God, in the islands, God, before Hurricane Irma makes it there, God, we ask, oh God, that you would suck out the wind, God, that you would take the life of that storm. God, before it hits the island, God, God calls it to dissipate. God, that it won't even reach the state. You're that kind of God. God, we have a record of your ability, oh God. You're the God that speaks to the winds and the waves and they obey. And so, God, we're asking you tonight, oh God, take the force of the wind. God, you're able. We're not asking you to do something, God, that is beyond your ability. And so, God, tonight we ask you, God, to do it as the saints of God, as those, oh God, that still believe in the power of prayer. Oh God, God, we're calling on you tonight, oh God, to show yourself strong and mighty on the behalf of your people. Oh God, God, I thank you for your prevailing power. I thank you for a supernatural move of your spirit. I thank you for an encounter. I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for the things that only you can do. God, let's just begin to give him praise tonight, saints. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Let's just begin to open up our mouths tonight collectively and give God some glory. Hallelujah. Oh, give him some glory.
Oh, God, you're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you this morning,
God.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. How indeed good you have been.
Oh,
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for victory in this hour. Thank you for victory in this Victory, oh God,
yes,
over
Lord.
Our young people. Victory. Victory in their minds, oh God. Victory.
Yes,
victory,
Lord.
Oh God. Against this spirit, oh God, of addiction. That's
thank
on
you,
an all time high, oh God. Victory in our middle
yes,
school,
Lord.
Oh God. Victory over identity crisis. Victory. We ask you, oh God. Victory.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you for the victory. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Yes. Thank
you, God.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Mm. Victory belongs to you.
Thank you, Lord.
Victory, God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we thank you, God. We look to it, oh God. Hallelujah. We expect it, oh God. Hallelujah. For we trust you. We trust you, God.
Lord.
Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Only those, God,
thank
that are
you.
In covenant with you, God, can praise you in a day like today. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We have to know that you are a good God. Oh, God.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God. We bless you for your covenant believers. Thank you, Lord. Your worshipers.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Lord.
God, that know that you deserve the glory and the honor.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. And we
thank
willingly
you.
Give it to you. We willingly, God, give you the glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh,
Lord.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, yes Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We trust him to see to it.
Yes.
We trust him.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
To save our family, we trust him.
Yes.
To preserve
yes.
our nation, we trust
yes.
him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord.
There's no one else we can trust with this assignment but the Lord. Nobody else can do
yes.
this.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Nobody pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Mm. Yeah.
Who can love us,
yeah.
hallelujah, in spite of us.
Yes.
And all of our frailty and all of our weakness.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
He still has compassion on a nation. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that's why we're grateful for those that cry out to him. Thank God Jesus. For those who wail and cry out to God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Yes.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
We bless the Lord for intercessors. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
That the hand of the Lord
yes.
might be with us and not against us. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Mm, thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes.
God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yeah.
He is definitely that adversary to our adversary and that enemy to our enemy. He has been all
Lord.
That. Even as the woman of God has prayed tonight, he has been an enemy to our enemy. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. My heart is so full. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
God has been good to us.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Yes,
and so we thank him tonight
for
just the time to worship him.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you all again for joining us tonight on our midnight call. We pray that the Lord has met you in your own personal way. For those that will join us in the morning, we'll meet you at 9 a.m. This concludes our time of prayer for tonight. Thank you again for joining us. Have a good night and go in peace. God bless you.
God bless you.
Good night.